Well, let's take our Bibles this evening and turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And looking to verse 7 of 1 Peter 5, as we continue to focus our attention on the subject of prayer and the time that we have together tonight, I want to speak to you about casting our cares upon God in prayer. Casting our cares upon God in prayer. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, the Apostle Peter gives to believers a very simple yet very practical spiritual remedy for our cares. And by cares, I mean our concerns, our fears, our doubts, our worries, our distresses, our pressures. Peter is telling us what to do with those thoughts that trouble our soul and bring anxiety to our minds. He is giving us the spiritual medicine for our frustrations and heartaches that may arise because of some recent medical diagnosis, some financial loss or pressure, family tension, work-related stress, or world-associated concerns. Cares are those things that remain continually at the forefront of our mind, even though we try to distract ourselves with other things and pretend that it's not troubling us. Cares involve those thoughts that keep us up at night. The cares Peter is referring to can and does often include the heavy weight that presses on your heart to the real extent of having an uneasy physical aching in the chest. Regarding such cares, notice what Peter says. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. And to help us get a thorough grasp of these words, I want to slowly work our way through the verse, considering every distinct word so we can get a full understanding of what God is trying to teach us here through the Apostle Peter. And the first word we come to in this exhortation is casting. And it's helpful to remember here that Peter, as one who fished for a living, knows something of what it means to cast. Before Peter was called to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, he was a professional fisherman who spent a great portion of his time casting nets upon the waters to bring in fish. Now, I'm certainly not a professional fisherman by any means, and I have very little knowledge in the occupation of biblical fishing, but I do know that the process of catching fish with a net involved taking the net in your hands, casting it upon the water beside the vessel that you are in order to catch fish. And if you would catch fish by a net, you have to cast the net and cast the net completely upon the water. You cannot have half the net in the boat and the other half of the net in the water. You cannot have a greater portion of the net in the water and a smaller portion resting on your lap. If you are going to catch fish with a net, you need to fully cast it into the water. You have to cast it and cast it all. And you see the second word in this exhortation connected with the first word. Peter says, casting all your care. Not some of your care, not most of your care, but all of your cares and concerns. And sometimes this casting is illustrated by casting a saddle blanket or saddle on a donkey or a horse. You have the blanket in your hand and you cast it over the animal that you are about to ride upon. You take the full weight of the saddle and you cast it on the back of the creature that you are looking to ride upon. And to those adults who used to attend public school like I did, you know what it means to cast something. Every Friday, when you stepped off the bus and you went into your home, If you were like me, you took your backpack and you casted it into the corner, wanting nothing to do with it Saturday or Sunday. And if you were too cool for backpacks, and you were one of those who had 20 books under your arm, well, the same thing is true. When you got home, you casted that pile of books into some distant closet where it was not seen, and it was gone from you holding that burden. And this is what God tells us to do with our cares, with our troubles, with our burdens. God wants us to throw off the weight of what is weighing us down. He wants us to come before Him in prayer saying, God, I'm struggling. I cannot carry the weight of these circumstances. I'm not capable of dealing with the affairs of my life on my own. Lord, You told me not to become anxious about that which is in tomorrow. You promise in Your Word that nothing happens by accident or by chance. You said all things work together for good. So regarding this financial problem, regarding this health struggle, regarding this family situation, regarding this spiritual battle, I am giving it to You. You see the casting. I'm taking this burden, this saddle blanket, this heavy saddle, and I'm putting it upon You. I'm trusting that You will provide, that You will use for good my circumstances. I'm trusting that You will give me the grace, strength, and wisdom to walk through this time in a Christ-like way. That's the essence of casting our care upon God. The essence of casting our care upon God is the submission to His will. The essence of casting our care is to say like Jesus, not my will, but Thy will be done. The essence of casting our care upon God is letting God be God. You see, you are casting any hope of you trying to take the steering wheel of life and moving it wherever you please. The casting of your care is to say, Lord, I acknowledge You as the Lord, and I'm submitting to You as the Lord. You're the potter, I'm the clay, so do with this as You please. So there we have the first two words of the exhortation. We are to cast our care upon the Lord, and we are to cast all of our care upon the Lord. Looking to the next two words, the words, your care, let me just underscore that God meets us where we are and wants us to know peace in the midst of our distresses. And this is why He says, casting all your care. God knows that we are human. He knows in our humanness we are weak. We are involved in a fierce fight with the world, the flesh, the devil. The Lord knows our proneness to be overwhelmed by our circumstances. And knowing this, God gives us the means of finding a sense of inward calm in the midst of our chaos. The Lord says, cast your care upon Him. And there we have the next two words, which are upon Him. Casting all your care upon Him. And Peter here reminds us of the only one capable of sustaining us through stressful times. And that is the infinite and the eternal God, the Creator of all things. Cast your care upon Him. Cast your concern upon the One who is before all, over all, in all, and is working all things out according to the counsel of His will. And in prayer, we are going to God in His throne of grace. And going to God's throne, we recognize that God is an all-powerful King. And as the all-powerful King, we acknowledge the fact that there is nothing too hard for Him. With Him, all things are possible. In prayer, we recognize that God has sufficient grace to strengthen us in our times of weakness. So to go to the Lord in prayer is to go to God's throne of grace. And what is grace? God's grace is God's undeserved, supernatural, enablement. John chapter 15, verse 3. Without him, we can do nothing. Knowing that, and truly knowing that, we go to the Lord and say, help us, strengthen us, guide us, teach us, hold us up in our goings. So what should we do with our cares? Where should we take them? Well, we cannot take them to man, because compared to God, vain is the help of man, the Bible says. And the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 teaches us this. She went to every doctor to try to find relief for her problems, and her problems only grew worse. So we cannot run to man. We cannot bear our burdens in and of ourselves. No man-made program or pill in and of itself is the answer. So where do we go? We cast our cares upon the one who created us, the one who sustains us, the one who wants to help us, the one who is God. And this naturally leads to the final five words of Peter's reassuring counsel. And in the final five words, we see the heart of God. Here we find that which ought to stimulate us to cast all of our care upon God. We ought to continually seek the help of God in prayer, Peter says, because He careth for you. And it's here that we are reminded that God is not some distant, uninvolved deity who is uninterested in the concerns of our life. No, far from it. God in Christ has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities, which means He understands our struggles, and Jesus has been personally touched by our weaknesses. And He is personally touched by our struggles because, as the hymn writer Elisha Hoffman writes, He ever loves and cares for His own. And don't quickly pass over the emphasis on that one word, you, Y-O-U. And you can cast all your cares on God because He cares for you. In this world of almost 8 billion people, He cares for you individually. Think about that. What a thought. That God loves you. That God wants to help you. That God invites you to come to His throne. And that God has promised to help you in your time of distress. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, having said that, let me give you 3 reasons why we do not cast all of our cares upon God. If we think through it carefully, we will find that Peter indirectly answers the reasons. And the first reason we do not run to God in our times of trouble and trial is because we do not believe that He, God, cares for us. That's point number one. We do not cast our care upon God because we question His love. Number two, we do not cast our burdens upon the Lord because we truly don't believe that God has the ability to help us. We question not only His love, but His power. And it may not be our questioning His love or power. It's just in the third point that we question His love and power being extended to us personally. Sometimes we do not pray and seek God's help because we think, well, God's just too busy. God isn't really concerned about my problems. There are bigger problems God is concerned about. This whole Russia-Ukraine thing, don't you think God is somehow concerned about that more than my little financial problem? More than my health problem? More than my family problem? Why would God be concerned about this situation when there are other situations going on? Listen, these are the top 3 hindrances of us going on bearing our own burdens. We do not believe that God cares for us. We do not believe that God has the ability to help. And we do not believe that he is interested in helping us personally. And if you still have 1 Peter chapter 5 opened up, I want you to notice what Peter says before and after verse 7, verse 6. Peter says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And the sentence doesn't end, the thought continues. "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." So before giving the exhortation of what to do with our cares, Peter instructs us to be humble. He instructs us to go to the all-powerful God, notice it, the mighty hand of God, and humble ourselves before that sovereign king. And then verse 8, the verse after. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." So what does verse 7 teach us in context? Here it is. The leading reason we do not cast our care upon the Lord is because we are not humble and we do not truly understand the spiritual battle that we are in. Do you see that in its context? Now stay with me. Don't lose me. A proud person says, "I don't need God. I don't need to pray. I can get through this in and of my own strength. Other people can help me." So what do? They refuse to submit themselves to God in prayer. And Peter says, it is the humble person who has yielded themselves under the mighty hand of God who will then cast all their care upon the Lord. And then looking to verse 8, it is a foolish person who thinks in this life that our problems are only physical in nature. My distresses, my anxieties, my fears, my doubts is due to some chemical imbalance. It's the result of some psychological problem. It is certainly not spiritual in nature. That's what the foolish person thinks. Again, look what Peter says, immediately following the exhortation to cast your care upon God. In essence, he says, you better be constantly casting your care upon God because you are in a battle. You have an enemy who is doing everything he can to discourage you and to distract you. And just look at Job. The devil can use physical things to get your eyes off of Christ. The devil can use family problems, financial problems, health problems, marriage problems to get you off of the straight and narrow course. And don't you understand, the devil wants you to be consumed with physical and worldly cares. He wants to keep you from your Bible. He wants to keep you from praying. He wants to keep you from church. He wants to fill your mind with anything and everything he can, so long as it isn't concerning God's kingdom. The devil would love for you to try to figure things out on your own rather than go to God in prayer so that you will crash on your face. Yes or no? So therein is verse 7. Sandwiched in these two important truths, the only way we are going to truly cast our care upon God is if we humble ourselves before God. We acknowledge that we need Him. We acknowledge that we do have cares and concerns. Right? Jesus came not for the righteous, but for the sick. And we will never cast our cares upon God unless we first acknowledge, yeah, we do have some cares. We do have concerns. See, it's the prouder person who says, "Oh, I'm good." It's the Pharisee who says, "Yeah, I'm good," when they're really not. The only way we're going to truly cast our care upon God is if we humble ourselves before God. And then number two, we see the severity of the battle that we are in. casting all your care upon Him. When? Ephesians. Always. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray without ceasing. Cast, 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 cast. We continually cast our cares upon God. Because aren't we hit with 1,000 temptations throughout the day? Isn't the devil an expert of trying to trip us up in our thought life throughout each and every day? Isn't he throwing his fiery darts at us? We cast it because we find ourselves in new situations each and every day. Lord, I cannot do that. Lord, you need to take care. Fight my battles for me. Lord, please. So let me ask as we conclude, what cares do you have tonight? What fears are troubling your heart? What is it that remains at the forefront of your mind and brings your soul into that dark, depressing place? Why not cast it upon the Lord this evening? Why not give it up? And sometimes we're experts at just holding it tight, refusing to let it go because we think we can handle it. God says we can't handle it. So cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Why not be relieved of your distresses by acting upon the remedy for your cares? And what is the remedy? Casting all your cares upon the Lord in prayer. And taking Peter's words in 1 Peter 5, let me unite them with what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4. Paul and Peter are two different ministers with two different personalities, writing to two different congregations, but with the same problems of cares and worries and frustrations and anxieties. And yet both give the same remedy in finding peace of mind. Are you ready? You know it. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, Paul says, "Be careful for nothing. Be anxious. Be troubled for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Same remedy for the same problem. Casting all of our cares upon God, for He cares for us.